Baruch Hashem, it's Elul again. Which is sort of a funny thing to say, because people associate Elul, Chodesh Elul, with Yimei Tachanunim, long Viduyim, long Slichas, Tkiyas Shofar, taking life very seriously, thinking about where you're going this year, where you're going in life in general. People don't look at the Elul as being necessarily Gishmak. But there's another facet of Elul, and Elul is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. It's a time of Hashras Hashchina. It's a time of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pleasant time. Time when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to Har Sinai to get the second Luchas. And from then was created a special Segula called Chodesh Elul, where we have a special energy, a certain closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you come to the right place, like a yeshiva, so you can tap into the energy, you can actually feel it. It feels different during Elul than it feels the rest of the year. A lot of times we mistake the fact that it's a new year, definitely has something to do with it. But Elul is an entity into itself. There's somebody came to me, first or second day of the Zman, and said, okay, nu, so did Rebbe get a chance to rejuvenate over Bein HaZmanim? I said, what are you talking about? I don't rejuvenate over Bein HaZmanim. I rejuvenate when I come here. Over Bein HaZmanim, you slow down, you go to the late minyan, you don't learn as many hours a year there. Come back to yeshiva, you know, especially this year, Tomo 2021. Bigger and better than ever, right? I'm just waiting to see the video for the dinner. Yeah. 60 first year guys, you know, pounding on the door like it's Black Friday, or, you know, like Trump at the Capitol. And then they open the doors and everybody stampedes in, you know, whatever. Great drama. But there's a certain energy that's here. And there's an additional energy this year because, at least for me, this is a treat. And finally, we're doing a limud in the afternoon, which is just hardcore nezikin. You guys had a little bit, you know, summer zman, yeshuas adayonim, but this is real hardcore nezikin with real svaras, not just that are going to tell you about what the halacha is, but these svaras are going to tell you about life. How do you act when you're in a business deal? How do you act when you have an employer? How do you act when you have employees? I just take what we did yesterday. What's taroimes? So there's tircha. What do you mean? You fired me, now I have to go find another job. Tircha to go look for another job, aside from the hurt feelings, right? Chuku tlula. You fired me, you didn't take me seriously. Or the guy quits, he didn't take me seriously. Shinoi Das, telling people in the base measure, anytime you start a new situation in life, you move to another yeshiva, you guys all went through it last year, or you start a new job, or you move. So you have to acclimate. There's taremis on that. All of these things, and of course there's lies. If somebody gets fired, you know, people start talking, it must be his fault. Maybe his boss was a bum, but everybody's going to talk badly about him too. So all of these are svaras that come up in day-to-day life. But the most important thing is the svara which comes up in day-to-day life, and really everything that you do. And this, you hone your skills and learning a parak, like a secher as a umnin, is tzedek and yashrus. The Torah teaches you how to think straight. It talks about what's just, it talks about what's honest, it talks about what's good, and that's something that impacts your decision-making, everything that you do. It's also a very important lesson as we start to go through this Zman together. We'll get back to in a second. But I'd like to visit a little bit in the Parsha this week. It's something that comes out on this Nekuda of Yashrus, honesty, justice, and apply it back to us as Baruch Hashem, starting a new Zman, a new year together, we could all take chizuk from. The Torah starts off this week's parsha, the famous one. Shaftim Mishaitrim Titein Lecha B'chol She'arecha. You're supposed to have judges, you're supposed to have policemen. Not very popular today. Everyone would rather anarchy, do what you want. But everybody realizes that if you want to have any kind of a society, so you have to have them. You need the Shaftim, you need the Shaitrim. What's going to be? Leisate mishpat, they can't distort the mishpat. Leisake ponim, they can't play favorites. Leisika sheichad, no bribery. Ki hashechid ya'aver enei chacham yisalv divrei tzadikim. Here's the part that we want. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdeif. You should always chase after tzedek, after justice. Why? Leman tichye, so that you should live. V'yarashta es ha'aretz, and inherit the land, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosen Lo. A number of important Torahs over here. Number one, everyone talks about it. It doesn't say Tzedek Tirdeif, it says Tzedek Tzedek Tirdeif. Doubles it over, two times Tzedek. Tzedek is doubly important. Tirdeif doesn't say act with Tzedek, it says run after it. We're very, very into this. And then there's the part of why. If you're not just, if you're not honest, if you're not straight, then what's going to happen? You're going to die. You want to live, be straight. You don't want to live, okay, be crooked. Yerushas Eretz Yisrael also has to do with tzidkas. It also has to do with justice, being straight. Now, what does tzedek tzedek mean? So you have a whole bunch of pshatim over here. You have Rashi. Rashi says you got to try to find Beis Din Yafeh. That's how you carry out justice. Unklis says kushta, honesty, truth. Targum Yonason Ben Uziel says din kshait. Beis Din has a special tzivui to be absolutely truthful and honest. And then, people say we're talking about tzedakah. Give Rav Shamshon or Fall Hirsch, I'll read you the Hebrew. It probably sounds better in German. But tzedek, tzedek, tirdeif. Hatzedek, yehei, hatachlis, oel yoinov, ayechida, shal klal humi. The ultimate purpose of Klal Yisrael is to be straight, is to be honest, is to be just. V'yesh lishoif el hatzedek, rak l'shem hatzedek atzmai. You should strive to be honest and straight and good just for its own purpose. V'ilu shav kol ha-shikulim, all other considerations, chayom l'shtabi l'tachla zu. So justice is the ultimate. Honesty is the ultimate. But let's focus on the Sefer Dekra. What happens when you're straight? What happens when you're honest? Tichya, you live. If you're not honest, tamus, you die. Be a Rashta Saaretz. You want Eretz Yisrael? Be straight, be good. Otherwise, you're not going to stay here. What does tzedek, what does justice have to do with life? What does it have to do with Yerusha Saaretz? And we appreciate that. We appreciate a very, very deep facet of our personalities and really what we're doing over here in Yeshiva. I remember many years ago, one of the great sources of nachas, I'm saying it very sarcastically, that I had from one of my kids is, they came home or almost came home with a bad mark or bad report card or some kind of incident. And the teacher said, make sure that your parent calls me. So what did any wisecrack kid do or whatever it is, who doesn't have who has modern day chutzpah and dishonesty? Well, I'm not telling my parents to call. So there's a giveaway, right? Parents are dumb Americans. And so they get onto the phone and says, whatever, in a thick American answer, whatever it is. Zeharav Sinowitz, or Mahabaya. Having a whole conversation with a teacher, like a dumb American. And apparently the teacher wasn't too bright because never caught on either. But I was flabbergasted. Not necessarily because of what they did. Okay, whatever. It's a good idea, right? I was flabbergasted because when I was growing up, right, a million years ago, I don't think that I would have ever been able to find it in myself, the ability to do such a thing. Aside from the ozus, aside from the gumption, but there has to be a bone of dishonesty that allows you to just play act like that, to get away with it. I couldn't believe that it existed. An opposite experience. I had one of my kids who was doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing. It happens sometimes. And it went on for many months, many years even. Never knew about it, at least not officially. And after a lot of investment of time and vacations and time away, so they came to me and they said, okay, listen, I have to fess up. For the last period of time, I've been living a lie. I've been living a double standard, and there's something that I want to be honest with you about because it's killing me. Is it pleasant to hear? No, not pleasant to hear, but it's a very, very healthy step. Because if a person lives with a lie, if a person lives with a dishonesty, it starts to corrode and corrupt his entire being. My third year in yeshiva, here in yeshiva, so we did a Purim spiel about it. There was a ganav. They found him. He wasn't from Tomo. He was a visitor. And I think later on, you know, he went on to bigger and better things, and he like burnt down a dormitory in the southern United States before he got married. But when they were searching for this guy, the way that they went about finding him was they brought in private detectives, and the private detectives were carrying out lie detector tests. The lie detector test, you know, if they work anymore, I don't know, but in those days they still did. You can sense when you sweat, you can sense when you're nervous, sense your eye movements maybe. There are physical changes when a person is lying. And that's for 1 minute. But imagine that you have somebody whose whole life is a lie. Truth doesn't really matter to him. The truth changes from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday. Whatever's convenient today, that becomes the truth. Ish hayosher be'ein of tasa. Whatever I feel is straight at the moment, that's straight for me. It's all subjective. It totally warps the person. It totally rips the person. Until you see it, and if you're trained, you pick up on it without a lie detector test. The person's light in his eyes, his enthusiasm for life, gets glazed over. The walking dead. Why? Because you're not living in reality. You're living in a fake world. And so therefore your life force gets dimmed. We ask the question, what tzedek tzedek tirda, if even if justice is the ultimate, but what does it mean leman tichya? What does it mean so you should live? What does it mean leman that you're going to be yerish as ha'aretz? And the answer is that life is not just an if-or proposition. You're either alive or dead. There are people who are alive who are more alive, they have a zest for living, and there are people who are alive who are, you know, half dead. And if you're honest, if you're straight, if everything really means something, you're living in reality, and you have a honed sense of justice, you're going to be much more alive than the next guy. And Tirash Esa'aretz, because in order to live in this land, we've got to be living in the upper echelon. You've got to be totally alive. If you're half dead, the land spits you out. So Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael is being totally honest. What does that have to do with us? What does that have to do with being in yeshiva? So we have the best program here for developing honesty. It's called cracking your head on a rajba. It's what we're doing all day long. Somebody once told me a story of a particular institution in the United States, in Chutz La'aretz. And two guys, a chavrusa shot, was sitting in back of him. He said, that's when I realized, you know, I wasn't in Tomo anymore. And the two people were learning Rashi and learning Taisvis, and one guy says to the other, you know, Rashi doesn't make sense. Kasha and Rashi. Tosfos, that doesn't make sense either. Three kashas on Tosfos. Okay, so Rashi's wrong, Tosfos is wrong. What do I say the pshat is? What do you say the pshat is? So you learn like that, you're not going to develop any honesty. Why? Because you're not honing your mind, you're not making yourself honest. You start off with a barometer. Here's what the Gemara says, and this is what Rashi says, and this is what Tosfos says, and this is what Rashba says. And it's all right. And their differences of opinion, and if I don't get it, it's because I'm krum. I'm not straight. And even though I don't get it, I bang my head again and again and again and again until I chop. Ah, this is really what he meant. Every day you're training yourself in yashrus and honesty. Till you can see things that are crooked that nobody else can see. Because you spent 3 years in yeshiva, 4 years in yeshiva, 10 years in yeshiva. And it makes you alive. You ever see a guy at the end of a good Seder, end of a good week, where he didn't waste any time, and he was just banging on a Rashba all day, for a week, learning a Reb Chaim, learning a Ketzais. He comes out, his eyes are on fire. One guy says, it looks like you just ate a bear. I don't know what it tastes like to eat a bear. But that's what it is. That's what yeshiva does for you. We call it Teres Chaim. Wrong yeshiva. But it's true. The Torah does give you life. And if you have that life, you have that ultimate level of life. So then the next step is your Ashtes Aretz. You give everybody a bracha, the beginning of Chodesh Elul. It's a time of enthusiasm, a time of a new start. It's a time of hischadshus and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, inspiration that everybody should be honest and everybody should be honest with their learning and everybody should knock and grow in your straightness and grow in your life and grow in your enthusiasm and energy every day. And you do that now, but as Hashem, it's a gift you take with you. For as long as you're here, you never have to deal with the opposite of the pasuk. It will always be l'man tichya, if you're rashtas or it's. Have a good Shabbos.